special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome. Welcome back. If you were listening to the first hour, I appreciate your time. And I am very, very humbled and privileged and honored to be able to share the Word of God with you in these times. This is the Freedom Ministry, of course, on RBN. If you wish to call in right now, we're having a conversation about the Word of God, questions about preterism, probably get into a little bit of predestination, prophecy, and of course what it talks about in Revelation. You can do so by calling into the show, of course, by dialing 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. Just be intelligent and respectful, and I would love to hear from you. We're talking with Tim. Please continue, Tim.
Where I'm at now with preterism is that basically it says that the thousand-year reign of Christ came. He dealt with the whole Jewish question at the temple at 70 AD, New Jerusalem came down, and from that holy city, which is 1,500 miles by 1,500 miles wide and long, and then 1,500 miles high, some people say it's a cube, some people say, no, it's a pyramid, he ruled above the earth. And Jesus talked about, you know, my kingdom will go out, I come to bring a sword, he came to subdue all of the nations. In fact, he came to do what Adam and Eve did not do. Go forth, be fruitful, and multiply. Funny, the first thing out of God's mouth, he tells Adam and Eve, I want more. Talk about God being greedy. As soon as he makes mankind, the first thing he says to him is, give me more. More children. More men creatures. I thought that was kind of interesting. But he says, go subdue the earth. And that's actually what Jesus did. Ruling from New Jerusalem. And so we have all these kind of weird maps from the 12th century to the 15th that show all kinds of cities and castles, and of course we get all the old buildings, what we would call the sort of the Greco-Roman type of buildings. Even the mosque, a lot of the mosques are really old. And we, you know, I'm starting to think that these were places of prayer and worship, great grand cathedrals, all kinds of stuff. And then it says that the saints that were resurrected will have incorruptible bodies. And then in these grand, incredible buildings we can't even build now, there was no bathrooms. And, you know, some people speculate that in their glorified, uncorruptible body, that some of these saints were actually like giants, immortal beings that were actually mixing with, you know, as far as talking and communicating with mortal men on the earth, and that his kingdom went out for 1,000 years, and then that basically, from my thinking, is that New Jerusalem and that city of God then moved and then sat upon the center of the earth, which would have been the Arctic, and then we're in the generation of Revelation 26, which says Satan was loosed. He goes up to deceive the nations, to gather the people like the sands of the sea, which we are. And it talks about basically those who had died will actually get a second chance, like everybody gets a chance to come to the, you know, to get a chance to understand the gospel. Anyways, so that we're at the end, he gathers them up, and they encompass the campus of the saints around the encampment of the saints, the holy city, which is, I think, is in the Arctic, because I now know we're in a flat earth enclosed realm structure. It's not mm-hmm. Star Trek. But anyways, right. Go ahead.
No,
and
no,
anyways, yeah, anyways, and so that's where we're at. And now we're in the age of deception, where he's using almost like a template, the book of Revelation. He's drying up rivers. He's actually got the serpent seed line back in Israel. They're calling themselves Jews, but are not. And so that we're actually being, we're actually all being deceived. He's changed the times, the seasons, the calendar. So something's not right here, Chris. And I just, you know, I don't know what to I'm so discombobulated now on who's telling the truth, who's not. What are these old maps? Where did all these old buildings come from? We can see there was a mud flood. I mean, what the heck is going on? It's like, it almost feels like we are in an age of, where like everything is a lie. I mean, like everything, Chris, everything seems to be inverted. It doesn't matter what it is. It's like, take a look at the 300,000 Christian pastors in America. They let COVID go down. They didn't do anything about abortion. None of them got slapped or punched. They all got nice cars and boats and houses. Sure. And I mean, sure. And then they got this Christian Zionism, which is like they're literally bombing Palestinians, burying whole families, whole apartment buildings, burying whole families alive under rubble. And we have Christian Zionists saying, God's people, the chosen ones, have got to defend themselves. I mean, it's like, just you talk for a minute. Tell me where you're at.
Live by the sword, die by the sword, number one. I truly, you know, I've changed my thinking radically on a lot of issues, just and it's actually just by getting firmly rooted in the Bible. Before, it was just my flesh that wanted to believe certain things. I'm a man, you know, I come from mercenary stock, and, you know, I'm from the Switzers, and, you know, and it's just my flesh. It's just, you know, my father, his father before him, and, you know, just because they've all done it wrong doesn't mean that I should continue in, you know, the same mistakes. But I think we are here for a reason. I believe in predestination. I believe that, you know, God knew it all from the beginning before he even spoke it into existence, and it says it everywhere in the Bible that that's true. But as far as the 1,000-year reign, I've been looking at that a lot lately. And in your estimation, when do you believe the 1,000-year reign ended, if it did? If that's what
you're saying. Well, there's two lines of thinking. So some people believe that when Christ came back, that was when, other words, he ripped apart New Jerusalem. The Roman armies came, they ripped it apart. Yeah. Then New Jerusalem came down, the holy city sat above Jerusalem, and from there he started his reign. And so the AD 1, they say, was like the birth of Christ, which was actually the beginning. And so the thousand-year reign started at about 70 A.D. Now, others believe that it came back at 70 A.D., ripped apart the temple, and there was an actual rapture then, but that the church didn't actually get set up until about 550 A.D., and the reason why they say that is they say if you go 1,000 years from then, that is the time when at 1550, that would be the completion of 1,000 years, that is actually when Satan was released. That's when we get the Renaissance. That's when we get coming out of the Dark Ages, scientism. We get...
Where did you get 550 A.D.? Like, why start there? Just so I'm following.
That's actually at the fall of the Roman Empire, but it's also scriptures that's saying that Christ will return at 5,500 years after. And so 5,500 years would be right around, 500 A.D., and that's how some people get it. But actually, Chris, I'm actually thinking now that I'm looking around and looking at, they're finding many civilizations deep down in mines, giants, walls, cities, caverns, absolutely incredible. I'm actually starting to think that when it says the Bible says that Satan will be released for a little season, I'm almost thinking that the Bible, after the thousand-year reign of Christ, then Satan is released to go up to deceive the nations. That season is actually a lot longer than these last 400 or 500 years. I'm thinking that we could be, because it says that he will disrupt the time, the seasons, the clock, basically the calendar. And we know he's already done that with the Gregorian calendar. Oh, yeah. Calendar.
Why would he look at the sky? Yeah.
Right.
I understand.
So I'm almost thinking that we're actually longer than that. And then there's a scripture right at the end of the Bible that when this thing is finally ended, in other words, the season, this little season or the season of satanic deception, it talks about it's so bad that finally the saints cry out, come, Lord Jesus, come. And from my eschatology and as a Christian, I don't pray that. I know God's about time. He's about men. He's about people coming to the saving knowledge of Christ. That's why when you see in the Bible, if he were to tarry, what is that to you? He tarries because he wants all to come to the saving knowledge of the truth. And so as much time as we can buy, unlike the Christian Zionist, who want to have this like big war in Israel and, have the 7-year tribulation and all of this, which is also laid out in preterism. They also break all that down. So it's raging through Christianity right now. Anyways, I'm kind of played out here, Chris. So if you want to, I don't know if you got any more calls.
I'll comment on it. No, I don't have a caller now. If you'd like to stay on the line, I'll just, we'll suss this out. But I look at, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, but beloved ones, let not this one matter be hidden from you, that with Yahuwah or Yahweh, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. And that's also repeated in Psalms 90:4. And, of course, jumping over to 13, but according to his promise, as we wait for a renewed heavens and a renewed earth, that's also foretold in Yeshayahu or Isaiah 65:17, 66:22, in which righteousness dwells. And right now, I mean, we certainly haven't seen that. I just want to stay in truth. I understand that we're being lied to from all angles. I mean, even the very elect will be deceived. We know this. So we must compute everything with God's word. If it doesn't match God's word, toss it.
Well, it says if it's possible, if it is possible, even the very elect will be deceived. But getting into right, yeah, no, I believe that. Yeah, absolutely. But just getting into preterism, and so we're at the age of deception. But then that's the very final chapters. That's when it gets into the eternal kingdom of God. The thousand-year reign of Christ is not the new heaven and earth. It says that Satan comes up, he deceives the nations, he then gathers the men from basically the four corners. He surrounds the encampment of the saints, which I believe actually that New Jerusalem is actually in the Arctic. It's in the North Pole, and that he surrounds them, and then when they get ready to destroy the holy city, the saints, and that actually fire from God actually comes out of heaven and wipes out all the ones that are there surrounding the encampment of the saints, and then. Yeah, and then God says, then he creates a new heaven. In other words, New Jerusalem goes up into, some people believe, under the arm or the wing of God. God destroys the heavens, heaven and earth, rolling everything up like a scroll, and then he does it again. He creates a new heaven and a new earth, and then we get into the eternal reign of Christ in both heaven and earth. So the thousand-year period is actually different from the new heaven and new earth of what you just created, what you just quoted, from my understanding of it.
Well, I know we're not there yet, is my point. You know,
comes down to, are we in the age, are we in... Yeah, are we in this Christian Zionism coming up to the thousand-year reign of Christ, or is that already passed, and we're actually in the second part? Looks like you got a break. Nope.
Don't hear anything yet.
Oh, okay. Okay. Nope. So that's the big question. And when you actually take a look at the words of Jesus, when you like the letter to the church, the seven churches in Revelation, he actually says in Revelation, we are in the last days. This is a letter to these churches that were actually present during the book, during the Great Tribulation. Now we're finding out that the book of Revelation was actually written in right around 64 or 65 A.D., not 95 or 100 A.D. They lied to us about that. And then also, all of the information about if there was a thousand-year reign, there would be residuals, and of course we've got the buildings, we've got some writings, but then they say, oh, the Library of Alexandria burned up. That's why you don't have, you hardly have any. Like all writing is all after 1500 A.D. I mean, you only got like 1%. You got the Dead Sea Scrolls. You got some ancient manuscripts out of China and India. A few older books. But everything else is a translation of a translation. So once Satan was released from the pit, did he gather up his evil ones among them? And then they form all these secret societies, the Rosicrucians, the Freemasons. They took all the best property, and then they just covered everything up.
Right at the break, Tim. Yeah, I'll hold you over. We'll continue on. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're discussing the Bible. Hang on.
Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
I I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. We're having a very interesting conversation about preterism, the thousand-year reign, what time we're living in, the times of deception, obviously, and all of it couched in this war in Gaza right now, and that part of the world, of course, and it being referenced in Revelation. Of course. So very interesting stuff. If you'd like to please wrap up your thoughts, if you would, or we do have another caller, and I'll comment, of course, on that as well when you're finished.
Yeah, Chris, and you got a must-listen-to program. I catch you every Saturday. You're kind of a highlight of my Saturday afternoon here in the Northwest, especially in this biblical deluge of rain here in Western Washington. Absolutely unbelievable. I've been here almost 20 years, and I mean, the rain is like, wow, it's unbelievable. But so the thinking is that we're in this age of deception, and not only did they cover up once the reign of Christ ended and the devil, the dragon, was released from the abyss for a while, or they call a little season or a short season. And I'm not even sure if the Bible was actually messed with. That's how discombobulated spiritually I am. is that I know that translations are wrong. They've added stuff. You got the Mandela effect. I mean, I'm really spiritually punch drunk right now. But so the thinking is that once he was released, he gathered together all of the wicked ones of the serpent seed line, and it does talk about during Christ's 1,000-year reign that the nations will actually bring. So it's not like think of New Jerusalem that sat above Jerusalem, and he ruled from the holy city. He went out. And he had a scepter of iron, a rod of iron, basically. He ruled the nations, and he went out with a sword. It was armies going to these different nations. Look, if you got homosexuality going on in your particular nation and your particular king, because it even says he was king of kings, there was other kings at the time of his reigning, you're going to stop that. You're going to stop it, or we're going to make you stop it. But anyway, so Satan gathered up all his horde. Some people want to say it's at the Renaissance or at the rise at the end of the Dark Ages, the time of enlightenment, they call it, scientism. That's where the globe comes out of, and they rewrite all of history. They burnt the books, they covered it up, and now what they're doing is they're saying, no. Now, you Christians, you got to believe in God's chosen people, this Christian Zionism. The book of Revelations has not happened yet. We're playing it out. We're making it, when really what we're looking at, especially with the COVID and the vaccination, he's actually somehow getting into the spirits of people, because it talks about right at the end, Satan gathers up all of the men from the four corners. And somehow he's able to make go to the encampment of the saints, surround them. And so there's something inside people that are actually, I don't know if it's a demonic spirit or something that he's able to put into people's body, in which that's what he's really doing. It's not a replay of the book of Revelation. That's what he's making us think. But really what he's doing, he's actually corrupting all of men with these frequencies, with this injection, and getting them to believe just a crazy belief system. Anyways, mm-hmm. I could go on and on. Chris, you can see, pray for me.
No, I appreciate
I'm kind of, you see, I messed up. Yeah, you always got a great program. God bless you, Chris. Thanks so much for taking my call. All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, you're welcome, and thank you for calling. I appreciate it. You were respectful and intelligent, and we're just talking about the Word of God. I appreciate your thoughts, and I am, I guess, not sold either way on, you know, what different camps of men believe, nor do I care too much, but I am just looking at God, you know. I want to see His face and His truth. And I do know that this book is speaking to me. It's a living book, the living Word, His Word, the truth. And I'm seeing lots of things come to life out of Revelation. So I don't know that this is repeated before, but I do know they lie about everything. And it's hard to know what we're seeing or hearing, you know, through alternative news and whatnot is even accurate or true. But as he said, everything that has happened will happen again and again and again until we really learn. So this is a spiritual matter that here on earth people are trying to fix with very material solutions. And there isn't one. It's a spiritual malady. We need to get our houses in order, folks. We really, really do. I do hear the music, so we are going to take our break. Right after the break, I'm going to take your call, Caesar. Thank you for holding. And if anyone else wants to call in, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. If you wish to check out my work online, you can do so. I am not on YouTube or any of the mainstream platforms because I have been permanently banned because I speak the truth. And today, truth is equated as anti-Semitism, folks. It's the language of lies, the language of the devil, and they are the children of the devil, as it says in John 8:44. So you can find my work at BitChute.com, BitChute.com/The Freedom Ministry. Please share my material with all you know. You may be hated for it, but you'll be in good company, folks. The saints will be hated for his name's sake, as he was first hated and murdered for it. So, folks, don't fear man. Fear God. Have faith. And I'm going to take the next call. Caesar, holding patiently. What's on your mind, Caesar?
Yeah, how are you today, Chris?
I'm doing well. I'm blessed. Feeling good.
How about yourself? Good to hear. I'm doing better than yesterday, Chris. Chris, I'm going to try to do this as best as I can. I'm not as well-versed on the paradigms as you are. I mean, I usually get my Bible classes from you on the weekends, but I'm going to try my best. And I'm going to say that God said to Abraham, I will bring forward a people from you, and they will be my people and my children. They will be just like you, and they will be the light of the world. From those people, I will dwell within those people. They will be my habitation. Within them, I will bring healing and restoration to the rest of humanity, to all of the nations. He's speaking of the light of the nations and healing and deliverance. Jesus Christ came as the Son of God to come to fulfill the promises of God that God had made to Abraham. God made promises to Abraham of his people, and these people would be the apple of his eyes. And all the riches and all the blessings of heaven would be of God in Christ. That's why all the angels worshiped him. Christ is the fulfillment. In Christ is the true Israel. Christ is the true Israel. We are children of the heavenly Jerusalem. The true concept of Israel is through Christ. Israel is the people of God. They have circumcised hearts. Genesis 6 speaks of the fallen angels who came down, and they intermingled with the human race and created a demonic race. And Exodus speaks about the killing of the giants. Isaiah prophesies Israel would be shot down. So you can see that you can't see the kingdom of God, Chris, with your eyes. You can only learn it through the Spirit of God, because it's a heavenly dimension, and it's not here nor there. It's not in any geographical location. The kingdom of God is within you, and your body is the temple of God.
I believe the same thing, Caesar. So we are on the same page, as it were. Yes, I can't disagree with you one jot or tittle. So yeah. Are you of the opinion that the thousand-year reign has happened, or it is to come? Just out of curiosity.
Chris, to be honest with you, that's a difficult question. Because I really couldn't answer that. But what I do know is...
No, I understand. I'm not sold either way yet.
you have to understand that the global elite, the cabal, have spent a lot of money trying to twist and turn the scripture. They did that with the attorney, what was his name, Schofield? So it's very, very hard to say, but I do know that God dwells within you, Chris. When you see through your eyes, you see through the eyes of God, and he experiences his reality through yours.
Yeah, it's very
Does that make sense?
100% to me. Yes. Absolutely, Caesar. I appreciate the insight. I truly do. Did you have any parting thoughts or a question?
No, Chris, I appreciate you even more because, like I said, on the weekends, I get a level of direction from you. I'm not as well-versed as you are, and some of the questions that you ask me are difficult for me to, you know, I mean, it's just some things... We have to leave up to the Lord. I mean, we don't, it's very hard. You know what it is, Chris? It's very hard to know what is true and what is false these days, because the amount of disinformation that is out there and the shields that you have out there to twist and turn things, it's very hard to decipher from what is real to what is fake. It's very hard.
Right.
It's not like you have a piece of gold and it's 18 carat and you scrape it on the Blackstone and you have 18 karat acid, and if you know that it disappears, it is in gold, and if it's bright, you know it's 18.
Constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is question. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
All right, folks, you're listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I guess we had a little power outage at RBN, so I don't know when I kind of got dropped off there, but I'm just going to start back over here and go through Thessalonians a bit, or 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8 through 14, because it shows you the consistency and love of our Father and the predestination that He chose us from the very beginning to be saved, His children, built, created in His image, in our original form, as beautiful, angelic light vestures, our light bodies. And of course, we fell from grace. Take a listen. Verse 8. And then the lawless one shall be revealed, whom the Master shall consume with the spirit of His mouth, and bring to naught with the manifestation of His coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power and signs and wonders of falsehood, and with all deceit of unrighteousness in those perishing, because they did not receive the love of the truth in order for them to be saved. So God knew who these were, His, and of course, not His, which is the darnel that we talked about earlier in the parable, or Satan's seed, the bad seed. And for this reason, Elohim sends them a working of delusion for them to believe the falsehood. They're not meant to be saved, folks. Not everyone will be saved. Many are called, few are chosen. In order that all should be judged who did not believe the truth, but have delighted in the unrighteousness. He is just, folks. But we ought to give thanks to Elohim always for you, brothers, beloved by the Master, because Elohim from the beginning chose you to be saved in set apartness or holiness of spirit, and belief in the truth. It's also in Ephesians 1:4. unto which he called you by our good news, for the obtaining of the esteem of our master, Yahushua HaMoshiach. So he knew from the very beginning and chose you to be saved. But we must act the part. I see a lot of you out there playing the role of the Darnell, the imposter seed. That encapsulates and, you know, depicts the churchianity crowd perfectly. These Christian Zionists, these mega churches. They're following their father, the devil, whether they know it or not. They are the tares. We are the wheat. They are the goats. We are the sheep. We are the house of Israel. And if they be of that seed, Israel, they still need to be converted. And if they haven't taken that shot yet, or you're listening and you haven't taken that shot yet, but you're not sold, please, please take a look again. Read your Bible. There's a reason he's calling you. Come to God, hit your knees, repent. And repent just means to turn away from. Okay? Not to be tormented. I had a conversation with somebody very near and dear to me that I love very much and respect. And I came to find out he didn't even know what repent meant. Repentance. He didn't know. He said, I don't want to be tormented. No, this is freedom. You're not supposed to carry the burden. That means you don't understand what happened on the cross for you. He took the brunt of it for you. He carries that weight of all of humanity. For the wage of sin is death, folks. Death. And I'm going to pray right here and now for all those who have not taken the mark, who still have ears to hear and eyes to see, that they may find the truth in Jesus, Yahushua HaMashiach. Yahuwah Elohim, Father God, I ask that you touch those who still have a chance to be saved. And your truth reaches them, Father, through whatever vessel or means it needs to, and moves them with the spirit of truth instead of the language of the liar, the devil, and his falsehoods, so they may turn from their ways of wickedness and come to the love of light. Your life, your truth, your way, Father. In the Holy Spirit and truth in Yahushua HaMashiach, I pray. Amen. What's going on right now in Gaza is nothing short of genocide, folks. I've said it many times, I'll say it again. The real war is on the saints. They want you dead. They want me dead. And these Christian Zionists cheering it on are being led to that same slaughter. There's nothing new under the sun. I didn't know I had a caller at the end here. I'll pitch you in. I apologize. PK in Panama.
Yeah, Chris, man, I'm a big fan of yours. Hallelujah. You're an inspiration. I have maybe 60 seconds on this long-distance phone card, but all I wanted to say was we love you. We pray for you and your family. The kingdom is now. Christ is on his throne. When he ascended, the prayer no longer was, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come." No, it's "thy kingdom came" once he ascended. The kingdom, his kingdom, is not of the world. It's in our hearts. And so what I want to say was, 1,000 years is a day to the Lord God Almighty. Okay, listen, 1,000 years back in the common nomenclature of the day was forever. So a day is like forever. Forever is like a day. It was a term of like infinity. Okay? His kingdom is forever and ever. He's not coming down off the throne. He's always on the throne. See what I'm saying? So they took and they created a new direction in prophecy. They took a new interpretation of the Bible. They sold it through their money changing system and power of debt usury, enslavement. And then they created the conditions to fulfill the prophecy they created. So it's a giant setup, and they definitely have the power and the means to do it, but we don't have to go along with it, and we have to wake people up to kingdom now. Jesus is king. No king but King Jesus. We love you, Chris. I'm probably going to get cut off, but I just want to tell you, God bless you, brother.
Oh, thank you, PK. God bless you, and you be my brother in Christ. Thank you.
Amen.
And I do appreciate your prayers, and you have mine as well. So I know we have only a few moments left in the show. I just ask that you do pray for me, pray for my family, pray for the saints, pray for the house of Israel and the remnant flock, his sheep. Come home. They hear his voice, his truth, his way, his life, and have salvation. God bless you, folks. Keep listening to RBN and donate. Two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.